So I'm delighted to have a truly distinguished panel here. I'll start from Alejo, who is chairman of computer science department at Columbia University, and formerly, not very far ago, at Pelcor, vice president for research for a number of years, and before that in Bell Labs. Dick Lipton, who is a professor at Princeton University. Shamim Nakhti, who is a fellow and chief scientist at Pelcor. Ravi Sethi, who is a vice president, research vice president at Lucent. And Mark Weiser, chief technologist at Xerox. So we have a truly distinguished panel, a mixture of academia and industry. In fact, some of the participants were in both at some point. And let me tell you the little story behind this panel. Basically, during summer, we had Moshe Vardy gave a talk here, which started a lot of discussions. It was very hot, generated a lot of interest. And the talk was about the crisis in PhD education in computer science. I mean, he used a strong language, but that's what he. That's what he set up, and then basically his main thesis was, the question was, are we overproducing PhDs? And his estimation of PhD annual production at this point was about 1,000 a year, and PhD annual academic demand, according to CRA job ads, was about 300. That combined with declining funding and budget cuts, creates a rather grim situation for the future. In fact, his question, which I really liked, was should we apply intellectual birth control as advisors and limit the students to two, for example, over lifetime? And is this socially responsible to graduate a lot of PhD students? I really liked one quote, which he permitted me to quote, that apparently in humanities, someone proposed that the student who graduates and cannot find a job should move in with an advisor until he finds a job. So there is no jobs in academia, they are declining. And PhDs in industry are increasingly doing jobs which they were not meant for PhDs, at least in the past. I mean, the big question is, does one need a PhD to do the software development? Can't you do it with a master's degree or with a bachelor's degree? Does industry really need PhDs? And of course, we have some prominent industrial researchers, so hopefully we'll address these questions. And I would like sort of to bounce with you the idea which I read recently in New York Times. There was a big argument about pushing companies PhD without thesis, potentially like MD or JD, 3-year, 4-year degree, you pass all the courses and you are done, as opposed to 7, 10, 15 years. So just like a professional degree. The question is then, who will do the research? And of course, I will leave on that note, and I'll ask each panel member to make a statement, a few minutes, like maybe 5 minutes statement about your position. Is there a problem or there's no problem? And then we'll continue with questions. I mean, I would like it to be very interactive panels, and we don't want to spend too much time, expressing our views. We'd like to hear from the audience. So perhaps I can start from Alejo.